Hello everyone and welcome to the Automation Week. I'm here to talk about error 404, job role not found. The title seems to be very interesting, so let's dig deeper into the topic. And before I do that, I would like to introduce myself. I'm Garima Bachwai. I'm based out of Ottawa, Canada. I'm the founder for the DevOps community of practice here in Canada, which has several chapters: Ottawa, Montreal, Edmonton, Atlantic provinces. And if you're interested and you're around, you can join one of our community of practice chapters and get engaged. I'm also the author for the Strategizing Continuous Delivery in the Cloud book, which is available on Amazon. It's published by PAC. Some of the community builders know me as course contributor. I have written some skill book chapters, as well as I am one of the winners of the DevOps Stars 2023. I was announced as the DevOps Executive of the Year in the community category. So here I am to talk about generative AI and the indulgence of generative AI in DevOps related roles. So let's quickly start with some perspective. Because I run the community of practice here in Canada for DevOps, I would start this conversation with DevOps and how with generative AI, we are ready to hit the refresh button for 2024. So before we dig deeper into the conversation, I would like to reflect that DevOps has matured and we have come a long way since a decade or so with this movement. DevOps is a practitioner-based movement by the people, for the people. It's not a tool, it's not a pipeline, it's not infrastructure, it's not a process. It's a cultural movement which was initiated by the practitioners. In the process of evolving DevOps, we came across a lot of growth in the tool space. So it is hard to believe that we only started a decade ago with most of the practices and concepts in continuous delivery space still maturing and evolving. Another aspect is complexity. It is inevitable that the complexity is increasing with rapid adoption, and there are new risks, there are no operational overheads, and cognitive load on the practitioners are growing. I will also reflect that cost. With more and more services and applications moving to cloud, financial practices, engineering practices are getting tightly integrated. And this has given rise to practices like FinOps. So we can talk about it some other day. But of course, cost has become the center point of any and every transformation which is happening in the cloud domain. Lastly, I would reflect on skill shortage, which is one of the key topics in this conversation. There are many aspects of learning. Many people are getting behind due to lack of time or for self-development and introducing major skill shortage. So today I'm going to talk about the DevOps roles and how these roles are being influenced by emerging technologies, especially generative AI. So many organizations have fostered DevOps transformations through embracing change and onboarding new roles to the team. For simplicity's sake, I'm taking an example of PagerDuty, which outlined six main roles for modern organizations, which have helped carrying the DevOps ways. So now why are we talking about these roles? Because we will talk about how indulgence of generative AI has affected us and all these six, specifically six roles, and also take that conversation ahead. So let's talk about the DevOps roles. The DevOps evangelist role, which is responsible for delivering the change, collaborating with dev and ops teams and working towards optimizing flow, enabling feedback, and fostering experimentation, which are the three ways of DevOps. The cloud release manager, of course, if you're in DevOps space, you would watch out for release management strategies, progressive delivery, and the person responsible for creating cadence between delivery and deployment of code. This role often requires deep technical expertise to run and maintain the releases. The automation architect, responsible for designing and implementing automated pipelines and reducing manual toil. There is another role, experience assurance expert, which is again, responsible for the user experience part, enabling feedback loops and ensuring superior experience, assessing feature performance, and improving the end product usability. The software developer and tester, of course. Developers and testers are responsible for design, development of the software product. Prime responsibilities include writing code, testing, and fixing bugs. And lastly, we would also describe security and compliance engineers responsible for overall security and compliance of software products, collaborating with all the above roles to ensure standards and regulations are implemented. So, having looked at these roles, we are in a position now to discuss generative AI and how this generative AI is impacting key job roles, which we have talked about in the previous slide. Adding generative AI to every job role, before digging deeper into this conversation and, also discussing the business value perspective of generative AI, let's build common vocabulary. So, according to Gartner, generative AI can learn from existing artifacts to generate new realistic artifacts at scale that reflects the characteristics of training data but don't repeat it. It can produce a variety of novel content such as images, videos, music, speech, text, software code, and product design. So, what can generative AI do for us as software developers? How did it got hyped? Let's explore further. So Gartner also says that more than 50% of software engineering leader roles will explicitly require oversight of generative AI by 2025. It is not only a productivity tool for developers, it has the potential to interrupt organization structures. We will also discuss how it caters to beyond the rise of new level of technical expertise, such as what we have seen in the past, AI specialists or machine learning engineers. Generative AI has a potential for offering capabilities to each and every job professional or job role. So we will discuss that. And rethinking roles by identifying skills that can be combined to create new positions and eliminate redundancies. So let's get started. Of course, we'll start with automated code generation. So one of the most hyped areas of growth, automated code generation, there is a substantial rise in AI augmented code generation tools, which serve as a companion for developers and testers. Starting from, for example, GitHub Copilot. If you have not tried and tested it is becoming more and more easier to try and test that. Developed by GitHub in collaboration with OpenAI, which primarily offers predictive code generation, support multiple languages, and great way to train and reskill the staff. Tabnine is another tool that stands out with deep learning capability, supporting 20 programming languages. The software developer and tester would they do other things while generative AI writes code for them? Maybe not too soon. Maybe it's too early. Obviously, software developers will have more user-friendly tools to support the journey and probably slow down the race for hiring developers. However, the core job of a practitioner will be focusing on business value-driven development rather than writing too much code. And lastly, it may also result in generative AI-based moderators. A new job role in making, these moderators can help you with exporting or reusing existing code rather than trying to reinvent the wheel. Now, let's take a look at AI-based release management. Obviously, a lot of things are happening in the release management domain with, the speed of deployment. There is a simplified approach for generating release notes to boost productivity for feature release. Precise release cadence, so generative AI-based tools are coming to our rescue. For example, digital AI introduces a predictive decision-making, threat insights, and many other more features to orchestrate releases. You can combine these features and tools with your progressive delivery cadence, and you can make it more useful. Another example is KGPT, it's a tool for scanning your Kubernetes clusters, diagnosing and triaging issues in simple English language, and for integration of generative AI is on the way for these kind of tools. Release manager's role is pivotal at a pivotal point, one of the roles which will evolve with time and new skills to manage real-time releases. Integration with several channels, special edition software, classic upgrades, and core software releases. Addressing different customer segments with managed subscription-based, open source versions, etc. And most important is human-centric approach to software releases. We will also talk about another role, security and compliance engineer. So one of the recent announcement that JFrog, the DevSecOps company, is integrating generative AI capabilities into Xray Artifactory. It will automatically detect the security flaws and license violation, etc., early and more often. So again, one of the practical and advanced use of generative AI capability. Another example is this. Is a survey which is conducted by Sneak found that the use of artificial intelligence to write code is creating a security paradox. What it means is that it's a double-edged sword, right? It can also be used to enhance the portfolio for bad actors. So what does it mean for security and compliance engineers? More focus on regulatory assessments, audits, validation of generative AI outcomes are required for this set of persona type. Specialist knowledge, decision-making, ethical evaluation is needed for strategic approach towards next-generation cyber capabilities. And there are plenty of room for security and compliance engineers with generative AI indulgence. So obviously, generative AI can be used for simulating malware attacks, to be identifying vulnerabilities, and etc. So this space is very, very interesting, and it has a lot of growth. We talk about automation architect now. The automation architect could be responsible for decomposing complex tasks. So they have been automated through reusable code generated in any language. The task can be automated through auto-generated tools, can be more sustainable, less rework and delays. As an automation architect, generative AI is another tool in the toolset to be more efficient and productive. Generative AI can help automation architects to scale and allow self-subscription options for the team to automate redundant tasks through AI coding assistance. Now, let's obviously, we have talked about a few roles where we can just directly see the indulgence of generative AI. I mean, I've given you some examples. Now, many companies will view generative AI as an enhanced tool, as a pot of gold, where most of the work which requires building templates, infrastructure provisioning, log analysis, reuse, or refactor code can be done with the help of these tools. So what does it mean for organizations? So you can see that short-term fulfilling skill gap can be one of the areas where executives and software engineering leaders would be interested to explore possibilities. Software-related skill gaps is everywhere. The action companies will have to take is more than reskilling. It is investing in capabilities and tools to fulfill the gap quickly and repurpose skilled staff to more relevant jobs. The role of a leader is key for successful transitioning into the new era of workforce modeling. But wait, what should be our strategy to improve our productivity as DevOps people? We could approach it with same mindset, look at it more from reskilling perspective, and it is about investing in capabilities and tools to fill the skill gap. Midterm talent augmentation. Role disruption is most likely to happen, as we have discussed, with several of these roles, right? So research and more structured approach is needed to address the upcoming change. Focus on communication patterns, onboarding of human-machine collaborative models, and ensuring performance of the new work models. So obviously, there is an uphill task for the software engineering leaders to ensure that they take a careful and conscious approach towards mid-term talent augmentation. And I'll also talk about long-term objectives. And long-term flexible workforce can be one of the areas where there will be a lot of interest from engineering leaders. With widespread and massive onboarding of generative AI in long run, it will require a pragmatic approach towards flexible workforce models. Task-based frameworks will emerge to guide flexible orchestration of workforce roles or even jobs or tasks. It might happen that task-based framework will mature into capability-driven and towards more flexible workforce where human and machine together will deliver outcome. So obviously there is more systematic and structured approach which will be needed for long-term flexible workforce engagement, and we will look forward for more development and evolution in this space. Concluding this talk, with rapid advancement in technology, companies will be forced to design new ways of working to keep pace with the changing dynamics. It is purely on us to be one step ahead, we the DevOps people. This is an opportunity to pivot ahead in the curve. Why not start with your own task-based framework? Task-based framework will allow you to assess the productivity and enhance it with new tools and capabilities from time to time and helping you to be ahead in the curve. And this is my last slide, concluding remarks. Key takeaway from this presentation, DevOps professionals have come a long way fostering the change in software delivery. With time, their role is evolving in the DevOps ecosystem. In this talk, we discussed the key impact of generative AI on the key DevOps roles, also highlighting some key areas of impact and how DevOps professionals should prepare themselves to leverage the indulgence of generative AI in their respective roles, providing guidance to bring generative AI to every DevOps job role with examples. And further, we provided insight in how organizations can leverage generative AI capability to shift the approach for fulfilling short-term gap to a long-term flexible workforce model. Concluding my talk, the aim was to provide guidance on how to stay ahead in the curve and maximize the potential of generative AI applied to DevOps job roles through a task-based framework. If you found my talk interesting, obviously, you're welcome to join our DevOps community of practice. You know where to connect with me on my social handles. Let the conversation keep evolving and growing. And thank you all for being here, participating today in the Automation Week. Of course, we will have a lot more conversations during this week. So thank you very much and stay tuned.